Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful evening of sample healings, entity releases, and we'll just answer questions tonight, too, if anybody wishes to type something in under the BBS Fast Chat. So what I first want to do is activate the light beam. So if you're new to the program, scroll down on your monitor screen. You first want to click on Creation Lightship Healings. You can do today's date if you wish. Scroll down. And all of a sudden, you're going to see a light beam about an inch on your scroll bar down and leave her up. We'll bring in the female energies tonight. And just kind of watch the monitor screen as we activate her right now. This will be one of the light beams coming through. We may bring some more through maybe throughout the program here. They have all different frequencies, but they seem pretty similar. So here comes the first one here, and she's activating, and here we go. Okay, we're going to do some entity releases. So again, just sit back and relax. I'm going to release entities from you, starting from the bottom of your feet, going to the top of your head. There we go, and they're being released now. So I'm just going to put some music on so you can just sit back, enjoy the light beam, her experience with you. As far as healing, request maybe one healing, and we're now going to do some entity releases. So enjoy, and see you back in a few minutes. Finished working with your legs. Now we're working up body cavity area, solar plex area, and we're going to be going up to your neck. Working with our neck energy here, going down our arms. Down to the tip of our fingers, our joints. Start working with our neck, going up to the top of our head. Bring now more of your spirit back into your body, the parts of the left, through the trauma, pain, and fear. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. You have more presence. If you have a mirror, now you might want to just check out and look at your eyes in the mirror. And we'll start collecting your spirit energy around you. So once you get a mirror, just take a quick look. And we'll bring more of you back into your body in about a minute from now. And the light being is still with you on the monitor screen. So look at your eyes in the mirror and just see how you look. I'd like you to check after this process here. Thank you. Okay, here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body temple now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of you are going to be coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, look in the mirror now and just see how you look. And I'll put some music on again. The light beams with you, doing healings with you. So again, just request maybe one healing here. And then we'll do the chakra alignment coming up next here. Your chakra alignment now. Go to your heart center. Reposition that. Here we go. You might feel it move the energy inside of your body. Great. And here we go. Going up to your throat chakra. Okay. And third eye. Going down now to your power center, below your heart center, realigning that. Second chakra. And first chakra. Do an opening now, heart chakra. I use the word spin to increase your energy. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 wow. Some troubles here with some people. Oh, boy, creativity problems. So here we go. Going to realign your second chakra for everybody. There we go. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. We'll do the mind to heart drop now. And again, think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts come from. And the first floor is your heart center. So I'm going to drop you down so you can have your thoughts come from your heart so you can be heart-centered and feel the energy in your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, think of an elevator going down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let you just sit in this energy for a little bit here. And sit back, relax, connect with your own spirit, your own divinity. So what this show is all about is connect you with your divine self. have a special guest tonight, Ann, who lives in Nevada. We'll first bring on Sylvia, so Ann's going to be our sponsor tonight. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday, January 28th. It's wonderful to be with you tonight, and for those that are listening to the show for the first time, welcome. And doesn't it feel good to have all that wonderful heart energy and the beautiful healing energy coming from the light being? Just great. So, like Ron said, we have a sponsor on tonight, and that's Ann, and we're very happy to welcome her to the program. So, Ann, are you there? Hello, Ann? Do we have Ann?
Yes, hi.
Oh, yay, there she
I'm
is.
I'm sorry, I guess I didn't hit my mute button.
That happens all the time.
Hi, Ron, hi, Sylvia.
Hi, thank you for coming on to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's such an honor, and you both do such a wonderful job. And it's such a pleasure always, just the love that comes from your voices, and then, of course, all the healing work. It's fabulous. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, well, you know, on these shows, the time always flies right along, so let's just get right into whatever it is that you would like to discuss or any healings that you would like to sample.
Okay. Well, I have, I did make a list of some healings that I thought would be terrific for us to sample. One of my favorites is, of course, the entity healing, but I believe you've done that already, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
It took care of that one. So I was thinking it would be great to sample the anger body clearing.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot of people's favorite. So anyway, not that you like in anger, but people like having this clearing, so here we go. So we're going to get you out of the anger experience here. So we'll go back 5 days, and here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh, man, somebody must have got pissed off or something. 3 days ago cleared, 2 days cleared, today cleared, or yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Let me do that one again. There's some really negative energy. That would be 3 days ago. So here we go. 5 days, I'm yawning again. Holy smokes. Kept anybody on this show. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do it one more time. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. I'm still yawning. Whoa. Holy smokes. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. So I'll do a fear clearing. I normally do the fear before I do anger, but they kind of go hand in hand. So let me go into fear real quick here. So we're going to release fear for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm yawning for today. Oh, boy. Yeah. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So for those of you out there listening who may resonate completely with this and feel better now, I suggest probably going online and doing the clearing online if you haven't done it with me personally, and then go on to the unlimited and get onto that so you can keep yourself cleaned and cleared out all the time. So that's why it's on the website, so that the life beings can work with you when you go on to these unlimited clearings. You go on there whenever you wish to get yourself cleared out. But these are pretty heavy stuff, so I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Great. You know, I have a question about those clearings. Does that deal with anger that you experience yourself, but also that, you know, sometimes we deal with anger with loved ones or a boss, that type of thing?
Yes, it can work with that. And also, we probably have people out there who are very sensitive, who are empathic, and they may actually be taking on this energy into their body, not even realizing it. And so if you didn't get angry or feel fear during this clearing, let me restate that. If you don't think that you dealt with anger or fear during the last 5 days, but this clearing has affected you by just doing this, that's because you are empathic, which means that you are storing this energy into your physical body, which can harm you. So you definitely want to get this out of you. So, yes, it can come just by being in proximity of somebody, you know, having it come into you. So this is one reason why I do these clearings online, so people can get caught up to date and feel good about themselves. Otherwise, it'll start at night nagging at you, and it'll slowly build itself up. And what'll happen is, even if you are an empath, all of a sudden, one day you're going to wake up and be very grouchy and angry, and it's going to explode out of you, even if you haven't had an experience. We all had that situation where just something just triggers us and we fly off the handle. Well, it may not be because of our own stuff. It could be somebody else's stuff that you're trying to get rid of. So I just want to have a good clarity on that. So back to you, Sylvia.
That's great. So any suggestions? Is there a clearing that's especially good for someone who is an empath?
I haven't put one online yet, to my knowledge. I may do that, create a healing and do that online. So look forward to that maybe in the next couple of weeks here, if I can find the time to do something with that.
Wonderful. Okay, well, Ann, back over to you.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to just add that I'm one of those people. I would not have described myself as fearful or angry, but I did feel something leave my body when you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am so blissed out feeling from you getting us heart-centered and everything in the beginning of the show, but still I felt a little something shift. So I appreciate that very much.
Very welcome.
Then I think that we all, and then I know you agree, we all think too much. So I always feel a shift when you do the mental body clearing. So if you could do that sample,
okay,
that would be
wonderful.
Great.
Okay, wonderful. So again, we'll go back 5 days. And this is kind of like defragmenting your home computer. It realigns everything like a system restore, puts things back into alignment. And a lot of us, you know, do live in the mental. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm starting to yawn again. So you should all have better mental clarity here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Boy, let's have a new person online here who hasn't experienced these or something. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That feels better to me. Okay, back to you, Sylvia, and I'm yawning.
Yeah, boy, me too. So that was something. All right, well, I'm just going to ask Ann what you would like to experience next.
Okay. I thought the places cording release would be an interesting one to sample.
Okay, I'll kind of describe that. What happens is we may have in our minds a place that we may like to live, okay? And so we attach our consciousness to that, and now we're corded to that energy. And let's just say that something horrific happens to that location. Let's just say that maybe you think of a house that you lived in, and all of a sudden, maybe you heard that it, you know, burnt down or something. Well, you're still connected to it, so the energy of the house burning down, the trauma and everything else is now attached to you coming into your body, much like we talked about earlier about being an empath, okay? And so the place events also could be objects inside of a place. So when we get this disconnected, then you actually feel better because of this process of what we're doing now, and you're actually able to not think of those energies. Also, what we do is a grid line release also, which is kind of similar, and this is the grid lines of the planet holding you to one area. So like if you're trying to move, physically move out of a house or even try to sell a house, if you don't get rid of the grid lines, it's still going to be attached to you and you can't move. And the house is not going to want to leave without you, so it's not really going to be sold. So this is just information for people. So I'll first do the places attachment here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That felt pretty good. And now what we're going to do is a grid line release here. So 5 days. I want you to just in fact, I'll put some music on and let you really experience what just happened to you. So I'm going to do it one more time. This is places. So I want you just to think of a place maybe that you may just love to go to, but you're taking the energy into your body. Maybe you like to go out on a lake in a boat. Maybe you like to go skiing. Maybe you have some vision of a house you used to live in or something like that, or a place you want to go to. And you think about it, and it gives you joy. Well, you're also bringing in the traumas. So I'm going to do this one more time. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, put some music on, and then we're going to do a grid line release from that location. Okay, here we go. We're going to do the energy cording from that location. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, kind of sample the energies and just see how you feel about that location now. Remember, when you're corded to a different location, then you're connecting the energy to you and you're also giving it energy. Giving it away your precious life force energy. Kyle and Adriana's fast chat information here about the duality of 3D being disattached from that. Yeah, that'd be great. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So would you say like a person typically is corded to the place where they live, for example, their house that they live in currently?
Yes. Definitely. So you want to get released from that too, so that you have all your own energy with you. I'll just give you a for instance here. The last maybe a week and a half ago, we probably all heard about the airplane that went down in New York in the Hudson River. So let's just say now that you're the passenger on that, right? And let's just say that you're on that flight and you're going to meet your fiancé to get married. So you're really excited about going. And so when that happens, that's still part of your experience. So what are you going to think of your meeting your fiancé to get married when it comes up in a month from now or something? Well, I'm sure the very first thing is the place of where you went to in the water and in the airplane and all that stuff. So it actually spoiled your experience. So by getting this clearing done, by getting rid of that place clearing, it will help you along with, you know, have maybe a clearing done special for you for that particular event. But now you can kind of see what I'm talking about how traumatic situations that you thought was good that you don't even maybe know about can come into your life and give you a whammy. So back to you, Sylvia.
So it kind of seems like then as you go through life, it's kind of this continual process of experiencing something and then releasing the energy from it to have yourself whole and complete again afterwards. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, and not putting it back into your DNA so that you have to experience it over again, because it will repeat itself.
Ah, the
okay.
DNA.
Yep. Or it can be on your doorstep in a week or two.
Oh, man. Okay, well, Anne, what would you like to get into next?
Well, I see that there is a request on the fast chat for a clearing of the jellyfish energy to be taken out, I guess, specifically of the brain and the body.
I can do a little bit of that here.
Okay.
This is mainly why we're doing our 17-hour special healing here, but I can release a little bit of that, maybe about a 0.5%. So here we go. And just kind of see how you feel. So on the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very, very negative energy. Remember, this is extraterrestrial energy is being released from you. This is a dark side infiltrate in your body. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So whoever Divine is, I hope that you're going to be on our 17-hour call, because it's needed. And the fact that you requested it means that you have it on you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'd like to just also add to that a little bit, and we'll talk more about the 17-hour three-day weekend of healing that's coming up next month in a little while. We'll talk more about that, but... I know that, Ron, when we were going over the information on that, that particular energy that you were just working on a lot of work was going to have to be done on other energies first in the body before that one would even be able to be cleared fully, because it's kind of like the big mother load, so to speak, of all of those energies. So do you want to... just mention a little bit about that, how those work together and how that one kind of holds things in place?
Yeah, sure. Remember, we're dealing with here, what's all around us is thought energy. And this is, you know, what the New Age movement talks about, is using thought to control your life, and how your thoughts, you know, can be projected to control your life. And saying it a different way, how the thoughts outside of yourself will control you. So that's all under mind control. So I hope you understood what I was talking about here. So the interface from the dark side to your body is this jellyfish that's on your head that wraps around your whole body with all of its tentacles and little stingers. And these stingers attach to each one of the cells in your body. And by doing so, it is able, through its consciousness, to bring up your past lives, your past thoughts, and bring that to you as events in your life. So this is what you may want to call your karma. Okay? So this jellyfish brings forth karma into your life in this lifetime. Now, your body naturally needs to get rid of this energy. So once it's brought up, it says, man, now it's my time to get rid of it because it's going to kill me. But it keeps working on it. And remember, every thought that you have is stored inside of your cells. So what happens is the jellyfish brings it forward. In one way, it's kind of doing you a favor, because it's bringing you these awful experiences to experience to get it out of your body. But the other main reason is that it's trying to control you with these experiences. So it's much like entities working with you. And so this is the main interface of the dark side connecting to your body through human race, mass consciousness, collective consciousness. This is the interface to your body. And this is the main thing that you want to get rid of, in order to become more conscious. This is why this event that we're doing, getting rid of all of these extraterrestrial life forms as much as we can in this time allowed, in 17 hours is an awfully long healing time on the light ship. It's basically unprecedented. And so by doing it so long, they're going to get out all they can out of you so that you can actually be more in the moment and not be attached to the mind energy of mind control by the extraterrestrials. So they brought us this stuff here. They hooked you up into mind, and this is the reason why you're so disempowered here on the earth plane, and also why you're going through a lot of your forced reincarnations from lifetime after lifetime. So this is about how I can really put that easily, is that you want to get out of the mind. And it's interesting how everybody's talking about mind energy in the New Age movement because they don't know any difference. They just think that this is where we have to be, and that the mind is really a very high spiritual energy, collective consciousness, the divine source energy, and they don't have a clue. So this is what we want to get rid of, is this stuff, so that you can become with your spirit. The spirit is inside of you always, but it's being also affected by the mind and mind control, mind codes, etc. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to mention briefly, if you're interested in this intensive weekend of clearings, this is going to be held on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd next month. And you do not have to travel to come to this. This is going to be done via the telephone conference lines, and it will include, like Ron said, 17 hours altogether of intensive healing. So we may get more into that later in the hour, but right now I wanted to address this other healing request we have on the fast chat, because I know Pauline has been asking for this for quite a few radio shows, and we kind of ran out of time. So she's requesting a sample of the sludge body. So could you explain to people what that is, Ron, and could we do a sample of that?
Yeah, the sludge body, there's actually six of these, and these bodies are how the dark side also interfaces with you. It's how they come in and get into your energetic system of your body. So the main one is the jellyfish energy, and there's other ones, too, that actually invade your body system. And they bring forth a lot of the extraterrestrial worms and parasites through these bodies. So they're like the kind of like the large caravan to bring you all this stuff that creeps around inside of you and crawls around. And, you know, if you ever had maybe a lump on your skin or something, or a spot on your body that's kind of hard, and you wonder, gee, that must be fatty tissue. Well, what it probably actually is the waste products of these extraterrestrial critters that are forming in your body. Or you have maybe a stiff arm or a stiff leg sometime, or your joints hurt, that's probably another indication. So you're actually feeling their secretions in you, and they're causing you harm. So here we go. We'll do a sample of the sludge body. So I'm going to go and just release what I can right now. Remember, this normally takes about an hour to hour and a half per body to do. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and again, just kind of sit back, relax, and just see what pops up for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, if I was a woman, I'd say I have a problem now with my left ovary. So there's probably somebody out there hurting in that area. So I'll do a little bit more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, let's see. Is there anything you'd like to...
Well, I was right.
Yeah. That's like a big, giant can of worms, it seems like. And, you know, trying to to dismantle it or take it all apart, it must be quite the challenge, Ron, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay, well, let's see. We have about 20 minutes left, so Anne,
okay.
Is there anything you'd like to discuss or any questions you have about the light ship?
Well, I did want to say that I just completed with Ron today that sludge body healing, and so far, actually afterwards I needed a nap, but I definitely felt a lot of change, and it was actually our third session working on that. And so I recommend it very highly. And I want to say also that doing this radio show is just wonderful because I feel the presence of the light being even more powerfully than other times. So I don't know if you've mentioned this in a while, but to do this show is a $60 donation to Ron to help him pay for his radio shows on BBS, and it's just really fun to do this. I know several other people have done it, and I recommend it very highly. And Ron also did a house clearing for me, and I mentioned that to him today, and he's told me something that makes perfect sense, but I just wanted to share it too, that when we're looking or having this light being on our screen on the computer, there is nothing that's not of the light in the room with us. It's automatically cleared. Because I thought maybe we could do a sample of his energy clearings, but Ron said it's almost not necessary when you have the light being on during the radio show. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Isn't it just amazing? I don't know. I never get over just how incredible it is when you bring the light being up on your monitor and that energy comes forward into your room and into your heart, and it's just incredible every time. You never get tired of that.
Yes. And then I was thinking that it might be, and I was going back over my first experience when I first found Ron and which healings were the most powerful to me through the radio shows. And one that I remember being very powerful was the planetary energetic cord release. And I believe that's can sort of separate us from our astrology planets and all of that. And I was wondering if Ron would like to do a sample of that.
Okay, so here we go. So in this clearing, we clear away what we can do in this short amount of time. If you go on and do the online clearings or I do it personally with you, either way it's the same. We're clearing away at least 2,000 planets that are energetically connected to you. And this is why you have your horoscope, your natal chart, because somehow they got into the mix some way to control your body. You know, I don't know how the ETs did that. Maybe these planets are ET planets, you know, that are from the dark side. I don't have an idea. You know, it's not worth even looking because I don't want to waste my time figuring that out. But they do connect to you, and this is why you have your horoscope and your natal chart, because these things are taking away your personal free will on this planet. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing here, so I'm going to just select 10 of them here. In fact, you're actually going to select 10 yourself, but your spirit's going to do this for you, so it may not be conscious to you. So these are going to be the ones that are affecting you the most right now in the moment. And so I'll just talk about that briefly. Some people, their mind will say, I want to have this done and that done, etc. Well, your spirit knows what you need. It's not what you want in your head. It's what you really need. And there may be something connected to you, maybe we'll just say hooked onto your liver. And you might think, oh, I want to have, Jupiter and Mars and the moon, etc. released. Well, that may not be your highest good right now at this time. So your spirit is working with the light ship on these healings. So it's going to help and release what it can at this time. Like I said, most of these clearings take an hour to hour and a half to do to get rid of all these. But we're going to just pick on 10 of these. So sit back and relax, and you may feel your body energy changing as you're being released from mind control from 10 planets. Here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, 9 released, and 10 released. There we go. So, to see how you feel, I'll put some music on for probably about 30 seconds here. Remember, it's your validation on how, you know, your life is working and how you feel right now after these clearings. So you have to understand that these clearings are done in the moment. There's no processing, but it's up to you to really understand that consciously. I'll do a body scan and just see how you're feeling. I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. I wanted to share and ask a question, too. I remember when I first got back into my body and connecting to my spirit more through listening to you and connecting to Creation Lightship. I have done healing work in the past, and I felt like, wow, I feel like now I have nothing to offer. And I remember as I was integrating this information that you're sharing, I was thinking, wow, what do I do with my life now? I felt kind of lost. And I am understanding that it's okay. It's enough for me to do to just keep working on being heart-centered and working with my spirit and healing myself and taking care of myself. And I just wanted to mention that. It took some integrating to get that, and I was just wondering if you might want to add a little to that, Ron.
Yeah, I have people ask me all the time. They said, gee, you know, Ron, I don't know what to do now. I've had a schooling by so-and-so, you know, maybe this well-known healer. I took maybe 5 years of classes. I do this type of energy transmissions to people. I've been doing Dicha, everything else, you know, helping people out. And now I find out that I'm more than likely using mind energy, and maybe they're not sure, but they're kind of afraid, because all of a sudden, you look at your past, and you want to know, number one, did you harm anybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes up a lot with people, because they may feel harmed themselves. And then you wonder, well, is that practitioner that I went to initially good? And what did I get myself involved with? I feel maybe sick ever since I've seen this person. I don't feel quite right. And so what I tell people to do is to first, before you go to anybody, including this show here, is to drop into your heart. This is why we do this at first. So you do have the education there and the teachings of Jesus not to go outside of yourself to anything that's not of the spirit energy inside of you. So this is what this whole show is about. So as far as if you harm somebody in doing your particular modality of whatever you have done, if you've taken spiritual classes, and for me, whenever I hear the word mystery schools, I would tell you to run. Don't walk away from this person. Run as fast as you can, because these are all I can say you 100% dark side energies. The light does not bring anything into this planet that way. You already have it with you. So after saying that, what I can tell you, if you did do transmissions to people, then, you know, it's up to them, just like yourself. As Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, and to go to your heart and start over again, you know. As far as what was done to you, you know, you may want to have a dark side practitioner release that I have on my website. And it's up to them, remember, to first go to their heart. And you're just there, just doing what you thought you were doing, possibly in divine love energy, not knowing that you're working with the darkness. And so that's kind of how I look at it. You know, is just the person and yourself should have went to your heart first to find out what was right and wrong for you. This also includes mind pendants from people selling them. You know, what are they hooked up to? Who are they hooked up to? What extraterrestrial life form? Remember, it's all mind energy that's being brought down here. The heart energy you already have. So you're looking outside of yourself to not find, you know, yourself. You're trying to find yourself, but it's with you. So this is all that I can say. So if you do have a modality that you've learned, you might want to unlearn it. And what I would tell you to do, if you think it is beneficial, then what you want to do is to have your spirit now connect to that energy. And it'll be like a filter or like a door that can be opened and closed. And then transmit that energy from your spirit, which knows about love and light and mind energy, and have your spirit transmit that modality to the other person, to their spirit. Don't go mind to mind, because then you're dealing with darkness. So if you do have a modality that you have learned how to use and you felt very successful doing this, then have your spirit do it. And if your spirit doesn't take the energy because it's darkness, then the other person will not get it. But if you use your mind, then you have a problem. So your spirit is what actually is going to help heal someone else, not the mind energy. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, thanks so much. That it really is wonderfully helpful. The other thing I want to just share with people is it's just immense and feels so wonderful to do the healings that you offer, Ron. And when I go on your Lightship healing calls, the conference calls that you do for an hour, and I've noticed that as I've been doing them Monday, I was on the call, I've got so much more out of it. And it's because I've cleared things away from me that before were blocking me from fully experiencing the healing. So I feel really great about that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but what normally happens is people first get on the calls and they may just wonder what's really happening here, you know, because, you know, you're using your mind and trying to analyze more than your heart. And then after being on them for a while, things start to fall into alignment for you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you wake up. And, you know, it may take a couple of times. It could take 20 times. You know, everybody is different. But all of a sudden, once you finally connect to your heart and you go, man, I found home, then that's what this is all about, is to connect to your spirit.
Right.
And remember, the dark side, the mind energy, which is the dark side, does not want you to do that. So the whole thing is, each time you go on the call, you kind of rub, we'll say, shoulders and elbows with the light beams, which is, you know, this divine energy, and then you finally start understanding what it's all about. And once you finally understand, you cannot go back. Unfortunately, you know, what I can say is that as you talk with your friends about it, they're normally not on the same wavelength as you. And so it gets to be kind of frustrating for a lot of people, because they want to tell all their friends about this, but they're still stuck in darkness. And that's where they are, and it's up to them to move forward to get out of the darkness energy. So I guess back to you, either Sylvia or Anne.
All right, well, I'll just interject here something from the fast chat real quick, and that is we had Divine earlier who had asked for the sample of the jellyfish clearing, and then she's mentioning that as soon as you started to take that up, her computer system crashed. So maybe they didn't want that clearing for her or something.
That happens. Sometimes a fast chat will go down.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll lose audio, you know, because we're dealing with, we're meeting the dark side head on with this program.
Now, would you say that as she was still there herself, she was connecting with the energy and with you for that sample healing, even though her system crashed? Or
yes, she was. But once you're on this program for the hour or 55 minutes of time, you are permanently connected. And even after the program, for about a half an hour, the light beam will stay activated on your monitor screen. So yeah, you have about an hour and a half time with the light beam, and that energy is with you.
Wonderful. So we had a request from Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto for a body alignment. Is that something we could do a sample of, Ron?
I'm trying to think what that is, your body alignment. What I can do is put you in your body properly here. We have our invisible bodies that get out of sync. So yeah, what I'll do, that's probably the magnetic body alignment. Okay, so here we go. We have many, many bodies, and the dark side moves them and turns them inside of us. So we'll just take two of these bodies here, and I'll move them 20 degrees for you, back to, we'll just say, where they're supposed to be, back to wholeness. And they could be, 300 degrees out, 400 degrees out, so you will feel normally a 20-degree shift. So here we go. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15 degrees. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Well, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you just move one body 20 degrees back to its proper orientation. It's not there yet, but it's getting closer. Next body. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. So there you go. I'll just mention here on the fast chat, looks like divine is spirit call, also called the higher self. I don't put any names on that. There's a higher self. There's probably a lower self and a middle self and a higher self. All that is New Age jargon. You only have one spirit, and that's in you. So I would just take that vocabulary away because it's making something outside of yourself. And that means that you are your higher self. So don't get involved with that terminology, because it's the way the dark side separates you from your own divinity.
All right. Well, we have about a minute or two left. Anne, what would you like to do for the last thing of the hour?
Do we have time to do one more sample healing?
I think
sure.
So.
Okay, I would love to do, I experienced this another time on the radio show, and I loved it, the mind control transmissions clearing. Can we do a sample of that?
Sure, here we go.
Great.
So I'm going to count to 10 again. I'm going to release you out of mind control here. You'll be released for probably, I'm looking at the clock here. We'll release you for, probably 6 minutes. So straight up on the hour, you will be back into mind. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 here. So right now, the energy around you, the EMF energies, are no longer with you. And you're now taken out of mind control via the light ship, protecting you from this energy. And your spirit's also doing this here. So you may feel and see things differently around you. If you look at something around you, you're going to feel like it's just around and it's not connected to you. Is that correct, how you're feeling that, Anne?
Definitely. In fact, it's actually a visual thing, like something just shifted in my room. And again, I'm surprised. The first time I experienced this, I felt as if this invisible tight bathing cap came off my head.
Yes.
And this time it's almost like the air or something in my apartment is clearer and brighter.
That's right, yeah. Remember, the dark side wants to keep you connected to everything around you. So that this is how they distract you from going inside to being in the heart.
Wow. You know, I noticed, even though from all the work we've been doing on this program so far, I was feeling very relaxed, but as soon as that came off, all the muscles in my body went, like a big sigh of relief, a further deeper relaxation. So there, it must just hold you in this really tense kind of state all the time.
Yeah, it keeps you wound up continuously because you're sampling energies all around you. In fact, I'll have a light ship, keep it here until half past the hour, so you can bathe in this energy a little bit longer here.
Oh,
you may want to actually think in your heart center of what maybe you choose to do, what you want to create, because your spirit has all your answers. Remember, the mind energy is going to take you into the dark side, and then you're controlled by the planets, by the ETs all around you, by the Galactic Federation, everything else out there that is not of light, and you want to be your own unit, living in pure love energy. It's like what Jesus mentioned, in a sense, being not of this planet, living here but not being of it, because he wasn't connected to all this stuff. He was running divine energy through him. That's what he was talking about.
That's wonderful. Well, what a wonderful show tonight. Thank you so much, Anne, for all your great healing suggestions and discussion. That was great. And thank all of you on the Fast Chat for being with us. And we have to sign off now because our time's up. So I'll just say blessings and see you guys Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific on Station 2. And until then, stay heart-centered and blessings, everyone.
Okay, blessings, everybody. Good night to all of you.
Thank you, Ron.
Welcome.